Appeared. But the Netziv is the one that did it. Now, Rebbe Elazar Free died less than 2 years after his father-in-law, which left the question of the rabbinate and of the head of the yeshiva, Valozhin, open. And Rabbi Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik was in the yeshiva, and Rabbi Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, like all the Soloveitchiks, was pure genius, and he had a great charisma, even though he lived a tragic personal life. But he had great charisma, and he had a great following in the yeshiva. The Netziv, who also was in the yeshiva, was less flashy. I don't know what word to use, but it was a different style completely. And they were two styles that could not coincide. So they decided that they would submit the matter to a Din Torah. And there was no personal animosity between them. No personal animosity between them, but they decided that for the sake of the yeshiva, the direction of the yeshiva, they had to have a Din Torah. And to that Din Torah, four of the great rabbis of Lithuania and Russia came to the Din Torah. One of them was a young man who was a young Rav who was just becoming very well known, who later would become the chief Rav in Lithuania, the great Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, who later would be the Rav of Kovna. Now he was the Rav in the Varadok. And Rav David Tevelin Minsker came. The Vilner Magid came. They came to the Din Torah. So it is, again, it is, the legend was that one of the judges in the Din Torah said that he has no problem sermonizing regarding all of the Sedras and Chumash Brachos, because in every Sedra there are heroes and villains, and the line is clear. You have Cain and Hevel in the first Parsha, and then you have Noach and his generation, and then you have Avram and his generation, and you have Yitzchak and his generation, and you have Yaakov and Lavan. So it's all clear. He said, but when you come to the story of Joseph and his brothers, he said, then it's very hard to speak, because both sides are heroic. Both sides are correct. That was his introduction to this Din Torah. This Din Torah, both sides are right. But in an almost prophetic decision, the decision of the Din Torah was that the Netziv should be the main head of the yeshiva. Against expectations. And Rabbi Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik accepted upon him the verdict, and soon afterwards he left Valozhin. He became the Rav in Slutsk and later the Rav in Brisk. Now, Rabbi Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik had a son, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, who was a child prodigy, a wonder child, and who later became one of the great men of Israel. That son, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, married the granddaughter of the Netziv, so that the family became one. And Reb Chaim Soloveitchik became the assistant Rosh Yeshiva, the next Rosh Yeshiva in Valozhin, he and his grandfather together. And in the highest period of time, when Valozhin reached its peak in terms of quality and quantity of students, etc., and that is where Reb Chaim developed his famous analytical approach to his explanations regarding the Talmud and the Rambam, an approach which the Soloveitchiks still today have the patent on. And their yeshivas exist all over the world. There's one in Chicago, and then Rabbi Yoshe Ber is in yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, and in Eretz Yisrael there are a number of yeshivas Brisk, with literally the heirs of Reb Chaim generation.